mastering the leading or critical role criterion for EB1A. How industry professionals can build a strong extraordinary ability case. 1. Introduction. Why leading or critical role is the anchor criterion? For many industry professionals, from software engineers and product managers to pharmaceutical researchers and film producers, EB1A, extraordinary ability, may initially seem elusive, often associated with Nobel laureates or famous artists. Yet, 8 CFR Section 204.5(h)(3) includes a criterion that can be pivotal for those whose day-to-day responsibilities are less about paparazzi coverage and more about driving significant outcomes in major corporations or research labs. That criterion is evidence that the individual has performed in a leading or critical role for organizations or establishments that have a distinguished reputation. This requirement, colloquially known as the leading or critical role criterion, is often the anchor or foundational aspect that can cross-pollinate into other EB1A criteria. High salary. A key indicator that the employer acknowledges your indispensable value. Original contributions. The innovations or breakthroughs you championed become major significance in your field. Authorship and presentations. Your role grants you unique knowledge to publish or present authoritatively. Judging and peer review. You are entrusted with evaluating others' work due to your recognized leadership. Media coverage and awards. When your projects achieve success, journalists and industry bodies often highlight your central involvement. By positioning your leading or critical role as the foundation, you create a holistic petition that weaves together each of the other criteria to build a compelling narrative for USCIS's final merits determination. 2. EB1A Overview and the Regulatory Language. 2.1 Statutory Framework and 8 CFR Section 204.5(h)(3). EB1A falls under the Immigration and Nationality Act, INA. For employment-based immigration. Specifically, Section 203(b)(1)(a) covers aliens with extraordinary ability. The corresponding regulation, 8 CFR Section 204.5(h)(3), enumerates 10 categories of evidence applicants can use to demonstrate they satisfy the extraordinary ability standard. It states that an applicant must provide evidence that the alien has sustained national or international acclaim, and that his or her achievements have been recognized in the field of expertise. This can be through 1. Documentation of a major internationally recognized award or 2. At least 3 of the following 10 criteria summarized. Among these 10 is the leading or critical role criterion. 8 CFR Section 204.5(h)(3). 8 evidence that the individual has performed in a leading or critical role for organizations or establishments that have a distinguished reputation. 2.2 Specific EB1A criterion on leading or critical role. While often overshadowed by more glamorous evidence, like major awards or widely cited papers, the leading or critical role criterion is the bedrock for many professionals who do not operate under the public spotlight but are vital to a notable organization's successes. 3. Distinguished organizations. The setting for critical roles. A leading or critical role must be performed within an organization or establishment of distinguished reputation. Therefore, part of your petition must prove 2 interlocking elements. The organization's reputation. Provide credible evidence. Fortune 500 listings, significant annual reports, well-known industry rankings, reputable partnerships, or recognized achievements that affirms the entity is distinguished in its sector. Your integral role. Demonstrate that your presence and decision-making are integral, or even indispensable, to that recognized organization's ongoing achievements. Examples of distinguished organizations might include a Fortune 500 company leading global markets, a university lab that consistently publishes in top-tier scientific journals, a film studio known for award-winning productions, a design or engineering firm recognized by major industry associations. Effectively, proving your employer's prominence automatically elevates your own responsibilities to a platform where extraordinary impact is more credibly established. 4. Defining a leading or critical role. 4.1 What USCIS considers leading. A leading role typically means you have direct authority over critical projects, budgets, or teams. You are at or near the top of the organizational hierarchy for your area of specialization, e.g., senior director, principal scientist, team lead with direct oversight. Your decisions shape significant company policies, product directions, or strategic initiatives. Essentially, leading implies your name is among those who guide the organization's direction. 4.2 What USCIS considers critical. Even if your title isn't director or VP, you can hold a critical role if the organization relies heavily on your specialized expertise, without which a project or division would stall. You are a key contributor to a major initiative that significantly impacts revenue, brand reputation, market share, or public welfare. You have unique responsibilities that are not easily replaced or replicated by other staff. Demonstrating your role is critical requires evidence of how your absence would cause substantial negative impact or how your continued presence catalyzes notable successes. Before linking your role to other EB1A criteria, it's essential to demonstrate it credibly and with supporting evidence. Here's a practical framework to do that. How to prove a leading or critical role for EB1A. Step 1. Prove your organization is distinguished. Use Fortune 500 rankings, industry awards, annual reports, publication records, or government affiliations. Step 2. Document your responsibilities and influence. Include org charts, performance reviews, project leadership documents, and scope of oversight, teams, budgets, outcomes. Step 3. Show how your work led to key results. Highlight revenue growth, product launches, regulatory success, or innovation outcomes. Step 4. Connect your role to other EB1A criteria. Demonstrate how your position enabled original contributions, high compensation, media recognition, or industry judging invitations. Step 5. Support with expert letters. Use recommendations to explain why your role was central and why someone else couldn't easily replace you. 5. Building the foundation. How a critical role cross-pollinates other EB1A criteria. This section explores how the leading or critical role criterion can become the anchor or foundation of your entire EB1A petition, cross-pollinating evidence for high remuneration, original contributions of major significance, authorship and presentations, judging and peer review, media recognition and industry awards. 5.1 High remuneration, salary, bonuses, equity, regulation. 8 CFR Section 204.5, H. 3, 9, mentions evidence that the alien has commanded a high salary or other significantly high remuneration for services in relation to others in the field. When you hold a leading or critical position in a distinguished organization, it's often reflected in above-market compensation. High base salary. Show pay stubs, W-2s, or official contracts. Performance bonuses or stock options. Indicate the company invests heavily in retaining you. Industry surveys. Provide data demonstrating your compensation is in the top X percent of your specific region/field. Anchor connection. A credible critical role is generally rewarded with commensurate pay, underscoring your importance and the trust placed in your contributions. 5.2 Original contributions of major significance. Regulation. 8 CFR Section 204.5, H. 3. V. References evidence of the alien's original scientific, scholarly, artistic, athletic, or business-related contributions of major significance in the field. Leaders in innovative or pivotal roles often develop, pioneer, or oversee patented technologies or processes, breakthrough product launches with substantial market or societal impact, methodologies or frameworks that set new industry standards. Anchor connection. When you're in a critical role, you have the authority and resources to propose and implement breakthroughs. Those innovations often ripple beyond your employer, whether through high market share, industry adoption, or meaningful societal benefits. 5.3 authorship in peer-reviewed journals and trade publications. Regulation 8 CFR Section 204.5, H. 3, 6, covers evidence of the alien's authorship of scholarly articles in the field, in professional or major trade publications or other major media. A leading or critical professional typically gains unique insights from day-to-day influence. This knowledge can yield peer-reviewed journal articles, especially in STEM fields, major trade publications, for business, technology, or engineering, influential internal white papers, if adapted into widely circulated professional resources. Anchor connection. Because you're at the helm of critical projects, your writings carry authoritative weight. Editors and reviewers recognize that you speak from first-hand leadership experience. 5.4 Judging and Peer Review Invitations. Regulation 8 CFR Section 204.5 H. 3, 4, addresses evidence of the alien's participation, either individually or on a panel, as a judge of the work of others in the same or an allied field of specialization for which classification is sought. Once you've established your role as central to a recognized organization's success, it's more plausible that external bodies, conferences, hackathons, peer-reviewed journals, invite you to evaluate others' work. Internal committees might also rely on your expertise to vet new projects, though purely internal judging can be ancillary evidence, not always a direct match for the EB1A judging criterion, it still underscores your leadership and trust within the organization. Anchor connection. The expertise you gain in a critical role naturally positions you as a gatekeeper or decision maker, both within your company and in broader industry contexts. 5.5 Media Recognition and Industry Awards. Regulation 8 CFR Section 204.5 H. 3, 3 involves published material about the alien in professional or major trade publications or other major media. And 8 CFR Section 204.5 H. 3, I references lesser nationally or internationally recognized prizes or awards. Media coverage or awards often stem from major achievements. Because you lead or are critical to these achievements, press releases or news articles might highlight you as the driving force behind a big success. Industry awards may be conferred on the project, with you credited as the pivotal leader. For instance, a technology company awarding you an innovation award for a new product. Anchor connection. If your work is truly central to a high-profile project, recognition, media, or awards frequently follows. Even if you're not a household name, the coverage focuses on the impact you engineered. 6. Assembling the evidence. 6.1 Objective documentation versus letters of recommendation. Letters of recommendation are crucial for context and expert opinion. However, as many attorneys and online resources note, they can be seen by USCIS as praiseworthy hearsay, if not accompanied by objective, corroborating evidence. Quality over quantity. 5 detailed, specific letters referencing metrics and success stories outshine 10 generic letters. Objective evidence. Backup statements with documents, metrics, charts, press articles, or awards. Tip. Position your letters as interpretive. They explain why your data or achievements matter, rather than being the sole proof of those achievements. 6.2 Internal presentations. Delegations, and email chains. Many industry professionals worry that they can't publish everything or that their work is largely internal. Internal presentations. If you present at a distinguished organization's board meeting or to C-level leadership, it indicates your role is critical. Task delegation and leadership. Emails or memos, appropriately redacted, showing your direct influence on major decisions or your role in allocating resources. Project management artifacts. Documentation of your oversight on strategic plans, roadmaps, or budgets. Note, even if internal documents don't formally meet the authorship or judging criteria, they amplify your claim that you hold a pivotal position, which in turn can support the veracity of recommendation letters and your broader narrative. 6.3 Organizational charts, performance reviews, and confidential projects. Organizational charts. Demonstrate your hierarchical placement. Highlight direct reports or cross-functional teams you lead. Performance reviews. Internal documents praising your essential leadership or unprecedented contributions can be invaluable. Confidential projects. If you can partially disclose success metrics or scope, redacting trade secrets, it's still powerful evidence of your high-level involvement. Tip: USCIS officers understand corporate confidentiality, so redactions are acceptable. Just ensure your name, role, and relevant achievements remain visible. 6.4 Supplementary evidence. Internal judging and leadership activities. While purely internal judging, e.g., evaluating employees' projects for promotion, might not satisfy the judging criterion on its own, it can strengthen the narrative. Establishing thought leadership. Shows the organization considers you a top authority. Bolstering credibility. Convinces USCIS that your external judging invitations are logical extensions of your recognized internal stature. Letters of recommendation can reference how your internal gatekeeping role eventually led to external panels or committees seeking your expertise. 7. Final merits. Making the case holistic and organic. 7.1 Synergy among criteria. USCIS conducts a two-step analysis for EB1A. Threshold determination. Whether you meet at least three criteria. Final merits determination. Whether you genuinely possess extraordinary ability, judged holistically. A strong leading or critical role criterion can organically reinforce other criteria, making them interdependent rather than disjointed. High salary flows naturally from your integral responsibilities. Original contributions result from the authority you wield in decision-making. Authorship emerges because you're at the project's core, with unique knowledge to share. Judging becomes logical given your recognized leadership status. Media coverage or awards frequently highlight the specific people behind major organizational achievements. This synergy typically leads to a compelling final merits narrative. You are inherently extraordinary because your leadership influences outcomes that garner broad recognition and benefit. 7.2 Pitfalls and common mistakes. Relying on letters alone. Provide metrics, official documents, press clippings, financial statements. Ignoring organization reputation. Failing to prove your employer is distinguished weakens your claim, regardless of your personal role. Misrepresenting managerial versus critical. Title inflation can hurt credibility. Demonstrate actual influence, not just manager on paper. Failing to integrate the story. Each criterion should reference your anchor role in a consistent, non-contradictory way. Forgetting final merits. Even if you check three boxes, you must tie them together in a persuasive overall narrative. 7.3 The role of the petition narrative. Think of your petition as an essay or story. Introduce your organization's prestige. Show your critical or leading responsibilities. Demonstrate how those responsibilities yielded original contributions, high salary, authorship, judging, or recognition. Summarize how each piece of evidence cross-pollinates, reinforcing that you're at the top of your field. Conclude by articulating that, collectively, these achievements satisfy the extraordinary ability standard. This approach helps the adjudicator see your achievements as an integrated whole rather than a random checklist. Deep dive examples. Below are expanded scenarios that illustrate how a leading or critical role anchors the rest of the EB1A criteria. These are fictional but represent common situations for industry professionals. 8.1 Tech and software. Achieving market domination. Name, CW. Role. Principal architect at an e-commerce platform recognized as a Fortune 500 company. Organization. Known for its robust logistics network and global user base. Critical role. Oversaw a full re-architecture of the supply chain software, cutting overhead by 40%. Tasked with managing 50-plus engineers and multiple cross-functional teams. Cross-pollination. High salary. Company offers him a total comp in the top 5% for his city's principal architect roles. Original contributions. Developed an AI-based forecasting model adopted by other logistics partners. Authorship. published a peer-reviewed white paper in a reputable computing journal, thanks to unique insights from his leadership. Judging. Invited to judge hackathons on e-commerce optimization. Media and awards. Tech news outlets highlight his project's $500 million revenue growth. An industry association grants the company an innovation award citing CW's re-architecture. Anchoring. Everything stems from CW's role as the lead architect. Without that central vantage point, these other achievements wouldn't align so cohesively. 8.2 Pharmaceutical R&D. Leading breakthrough trials. Name, Dr. PR. Role, lead principal investigator at a top 10 pharmaceutical firm with numerous FDA-approved treatments. Organization, renowned for advanced research on neurodegenerative diseases. Critical role, heads an Alzheimer's clinical trial impacting the company's largest R&D investment. Negotiates with regulatory bodies, managing 30-plus scientists across multiple facilities. Cross-pollination, high salary. HR letters confirm Dr. PR's compensation is in the 90th percentile of principal investigators. Original contributions. Her gene editing technique shows significant remission rates in early trials. Authorship. Published multiple first author articles in Nature Medicine. Knowledge is unique to her leadership. Judging. Regular NIH peer review invitations. Her recognized authority in gene therapy leads to editorial roles at scientific journals. Media and awards. Major health news outlets cite her approach. She earns a leading pharma innovation award for her contribution. Anchoring. Dr. PR's leadership in a high-stakes trial underscores everything from her high pay to her published breakthroughs and public acclaim. 8.3 Infrastructure and engineering. Transformational public projects. Okay. Role. Chief engineer for a $300 million water infrastructure overhaul in a large metropolitan area. Organization. City's Department of Public Works. Recognized for pioneering sustainable solutions. Critical role. Sole authority on design specs, budgeting, and contractor selection, with 40 engineers/contractors under him. The city invests heavily in his expertise to modernize a crumbling system. Cross-pollination. High salary. Receives a consultant-level rate, significantly above standard municipal engineering pay. Original contributions. Introduced a novel filtration system reducing water waste by 20%, now studied by adjacent municipalities. Authorship. Published findings in a top civil engineering journal and presented at a national water sustainability conference. Judging. The American Society of Civil Engineers invites him to review conference abstracts on municipal water projects. Media and awards. Local news calls him the engineer behind the city's water renaissance. A statewide civil innovation award lauds his leadership. Anchoring. RK's unique status as the chief engineer driving a citywide transformation makes each additional criterion, salary, publications, recognition, unsurprising and credible. 8.4 Creative Industries. Executive producer reshaping a studio. Role. Executive producer at a globally recognized film studio with multiple Oscar-winning titles. Organization. Known for blockbuster productions and creative innovations. Critical role. Manages film budgets up to $150 million. Greenlights scripts. Oversees production to distribution. Directly influences the studio's core revenue stream. Cross-pollination. High salary. Profit-sharing agreements place her in the top echelon of LA-based producers, substantiated by entertainment industry wage data. Original contributions. Developed a novel distribution approach blending streaming and theatrical releases, adopted by other studios. Authorship. Authored a feature in a major trade publication, analyzing the future of film distribution. Judging. Served on juries for film festivals and screenplay competitions. Media and awards. Hollywood Reporter profiles her as a visionary behind the studio's biggest hits. The studio's film wins a Producers Guild Award, referencing her integral role. Anchoring. EM's status as the executive producer controlling major projects naturally leads to her high remuneration, authorship in trade magazines, judging roles, and industry accolades. 9. Common themes and guidance from official and informal sources. A cursory look at USCIS policy manuals, AAO decisions, and professional forums reveals consistent themes. Critical role must be evidenced. USCIS often dismisses superficial claims of "I manage a team" if not backed by project outcomes, organizational charts, or meaningful impact. Anchor criterion. Many industry professionals rely heavily on this criterion to differentiate themselves because they lack high-profile awards or ubiquitous media coverage. Cross-pollination. Legal analyses commonly highlight how fulfilling, leading, or critical role can organically support original contributions or high salary criteria. Final merits. Nearly all reputable sources emphasize the importance of weaving all criteria into a consistent narrative, ensuring USCIS sees genuine extraordinary ability rather than box ticking. 10. Conclusion. A comprehensive strategy for EB1A through a critical role. For industry professionals who drive significant outcomes within major corporations, government agencies, or research institutions, the EB1A leading or critical role criterion can be the foundation upon which the entire petition stands.
Right.
Establishing the organization's distinguished reputation. Documenting your central, irreplaceable impact on key projects or decisions. Linking this critical status to other EB1A criteria: high remuneration, original contributions, authorship, judging, media/awards. Corroborating these achievements with concrete data, financials, publications, references, organizational charts. You create a holistic, organic case. When it comes time for the final merits determination, your petition tells a cohesive story. I am a central figure in a widely respected organization. My authority and specialized abilities have produced major achievements. My compensation and public/industry recognition reflect that indispensable role, and I continue to contribute uniquely at the top level of my field. That narrative aligns directly with USCIS's definition of extraordinary ability. FAQ: Leading or critical role in EB1A petitions. 1. What qualifies as a leading or critical role for EB1A? A leading role involves decision-making authority, team or project leadership, or direct influence on organizational strategy. A critical role means your contributions are indispensable to the success of a distinguished organization. 2. Do I need a director-level title to qualify?
Well,
while titles help, USCIS focuses on substance. Even without a C-level or director title, if your work is vital to high-impact projects or revenue-driving initiatives, you may still qualify. 3. What counts as a distinguished organization? Examples include Fortune 500 companies, globally ranked universities, major research labs, award-winning creative studios, or government agencies with recognized reputations. 4. How do I prove my role was critical? Use performance reviews, organizational charts, press coverage, internal documents, and letters of recommendation that tie your presence to key outcomes or decisions. 5. Can internal documentation be used as evidence?
Yes.
Internal presentations, project management documents, delegation emails, and redacted memos can all help demonstrate your leadership or critical contributions. 6. Is this criterion enough by itself for EB1A approval?
Well,
you must meet at least 3 regulatory criteria and pass the final merits determination, but the leading or critical role often helps strengthen and interconnect the others. Disclaimer: this article is offered for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. U.S. immigration regulations can be complex and fluid. Applicants should seek professional counsel from a qualified immigration attorney to formulate a tailored approach for their EB1A petitions.